Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Today's show, we are doing a show where we will have interviews from the Team Smile event at Paul Brown Stadium, the one with the Cincinnati Bengals. Plus, later in the show, or at some point in the show, we're going to have an interview with TJ Ward. He is number 43 of the Cleveland Browns. He's a strong safety, and he's having a great year, and I think he's one of the reasons the Browns are, they're winning some games finally this year, and they actually still have a chance to make it into the playoffs, so that's pretty cool. Now, don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Our Facebook page for the office is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, all right? And Instagram is Dr. Kvitko, all small letters, no period. Okay. Now, one thing I always remind folks and ask folks to do is when you go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, there is an icon called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And if you would go there and click on that and maybe make a donation, maybe make it as a Christmas gift or something to the kids that we would help by with the donations that you might make, that would be appreciated. Okay, so now I think what we're going to do is the first interview that I am going to play here is with Dr. Bill Bush. He is the founder of Team Smile, and I've been involved in several Team Smile events, but I had not yet met Dr. Bush. So here we go. All right, so I caught up with Dr. Bill Bush, and Dr. Bush is the co-founder of Team Smile, and you founded it with your good friend from Henry Schein, Jason...
Krause.
I never know how to say his name.
It's Jason Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E.
You know why I had trouble? Because the first event I actually attended was the one in Denver with the Nuggets, and he was there, but that team and the Avalanche, they're owned by a company called, like, Kratchik Sports?
Kroenke Sports.
Kroenke Sports, yeah, so I was, like, combining the two words.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Okay. So tell me about how you came to found this this wonderful charity called Team Smile.
Oh, back in 2006, 2007, there was a young boy, Diamante Driver, that passed away from not being able to get his baby tooth or primary tooth extracted, was abscessed. And his mom took him to the hospital, which parents do. They don't have access to dental care. And he got some care there, but it wasn't in time, and he passed away. And I just happened to be watching the news one evening, and Brian Williams covered the story. And it stuck in my head, the comment he made was, how could this happen in one of the world's most wealthiest countries? And it just got me, excited about wanting to give back, but how to give back and how to get kids excited about taking care of their oral health. And I combined the idea of sports, which I think is the fabric of every community. People rally around their sports teams, no matter what sport it is. And combine that with dentistry, which is a passion that I have, and wanting to give back, and Team Smile was born, and I brought the idea to Jason Krause, and we crafted it and polished it, and we put it all together, and we birthed Team Smile.
So you, when you say you crafted it, you came up with not only the format, but you had to have an initial financial need. And what was it to get this off the ground, and did you get sponsors to do that?
Well, it was great because at the time Jason Krause was running a program called Tomorrow's Dental Office of Today that was an ADA program. It was a high-tech tractor trailer that had three treatment rooms, x-ray, and it was more to educate dentists about high-tech dentistry. But I came to him with the idea, and I said, well, why don't we bring this out to Arrowhead Stadium with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we can do our program, our first program, with this high-tech...
Three dental chairs in there.
So we started with 125 kids and about 50 dental volunteers, and from that, Tomorrow's Dental Office of Today's trailer was donated to the state of Mississippi after the hurricane down there.
Oh, okay.
So it's parked there permanently, and we had to come up with a way to do things without the van, so we got all our equipment mobile. I put money into it. Henry Schein's donated 3M. Dexis, Colgate, many sponsors came and helped us put together over $1 million worth of portable equipment. So we've got 25 dental treatment rooms we can put together in about 2 hours.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I've helped do that twice now, and it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got to get the hammer out and get down on your knees and get some of this stuff, but it's rewarding when you see those smiles from the kids.
It really is. Now, I want to go back to that high-tech van because, I don't know if you realize this, but you've inspired me to take my, I call it the rolling studio right now, because I can do live remotes from my from the unit. But what I'm going to do is I'm hoping to raise enough money to buy two dental chairs, just like you guys have.
That's awesome.
The whole setup, you know, the suction, the electric handpiece.
Well, I think the most important part is to make it mobile within your mobile unit. So this way, if you want to use it for the studio, you can just pick up your suitcase, move it out of the van, set it up anywhere you want to, and then just pick it up and move it back in. Don't kind of anchor it in there, because then it limits your flexibility.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. And so it'll be in the underbelly when I'm not using it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just it's easy to use the equipment. Dental Works out of Denver is the one that provides all the portable equipment for us. And
yeah, Bob, I think his name's Bob.
Bob Knight. Yeah. Not Bob Knight.
Oh, that's the basketball.
That's the basketball player. I got sports on my mind here.
I forget. I actually got a quote.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I got a quote from him. So, and I said, I went, just what Team Smile has, and they did tell me there's all these other things, and I think he thought I wanted to bolt it down, and I don't, and so we now have a price quote, and I'm applying for grants, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, it's great. They'll actually build it for you, and you tell them the kind of things you want in the unit, and if you're a dentist and you want to do mission work overseas or here in the U.S., it's a little suitcase, and it's easy to move, and you can really set up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, and everywhere I go with that rig, because it has the name of the show, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, on it, people come up to me and say, is there a dentist on board?
That's great. Always 24/7.
Yeah, and I was at a campground in Utah, and this woman walked over, she walked around, she was in the other campsite, and she comes around, and she's got a golf ball-sized swelling on the side of her lower jaw.
Oh, my. That's the same thing no matter where you go. Hey, doc, can you take a look in there?
Right, and I don't have a Utah license.
I know. That's kind of what, we need an American license so we can practice everywhere.
We really do. We should talk to a congressman or senator.
Well, I think President Obama could probably pull that one off if we could do some free dental work across the country and make it easier for us to do it.
That's a good idea. I had Congressman Paul Gosar on my show. He is a dentist from Arizona.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we have two dentists that are in Congress, and I can't remember, the other one's from Idaho, I think.
I think one of the great ideas that we can bring to them, too, is because at these events, and you know, it's not only giving back, but you're sharing ideas with other people and your peers, it becomes a learning experience. So why not give doctors continuing education hours for their service so that it applies to their upkeep of their license, which I think would get more doctors wanting to volunteer.
Oh, definitely. I think if we could offer them a couple CE credits for free to come, they'd be lined up.
I'm a firm believer. We just need to pull it off.
Yeah. Now, in Ohio, there are a couple charities you do get credit for, but it's like the ones that they sponsor. So the Ohio Dental Association does Give Kids a Smile. You know?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, we work closely with Give Kids a Smile also. Same mission.
Yeah, and if you do that one, because it's already sanctioned, you do get CE.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm going to have to check into that in Missouri.
Okay, so now, you know, I hope to do like adults and children, because I never know who's going to walk over and say, hey, is there a doctor on board? But the licensure, that would be an issue, because I do get the question when I'm asking for funding, if you ask for funding from like a national company, but I can only do it in Ohio. Now, how did you get around that burden?
Well, what I found, well, we get a lot of local volunteers, and we set it up ahead of time, but a lot of the states, many of the states, and most recently Wisconsin, allow you to apply for a 5-day temporary license to do volunteer work.
Really? And how far in advance?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. That's really good to know.
So you just provide them with your malpractice insurance and your current license in your state, and they'll provide you a temporary license. Nevada doesn't allow that, but a lot of the states are now changing their minds as far as that goes.
That's the same thing you can use for, say, CE. So if you're bringing in an expert that knows this new procedure and they're only licensed in New York, but they want to demonstrate on a live patient in Pennsylvania, they can get that five-day temp, right?
Oh, yeah. That would apply for that also. And I think sometimes they'll piggyback with a local dental school to make them a temporary professor. That's another way around it, too.
Okay, so that it kind of works off the license of the dental school?
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Now, how many children have you guys treated or taken care of so far since you founded this?
Oh, at least over 10,000 children across the country.
10,000 children, so you're probably upwards of $500,000 in free dental work?
Oh, yeah, way more than that.
How much?
I have to say in the $2 to $3 million range.
Wow, that's wonderful. So it just makes you sleep well at night, doesn't it?
Oh, I sleep like a baby.
knowing all the good that you've done.
Oh, it's rewarding, and people like you helping spread the word that dental health is important. If we get it at such a young age for kids, not only fix their problems, but educate them and help them learn how important their mouth is for their future.
Yeah, you do have to get it started early because for some reason people, they don't like going to the dentist. I don't know if you've heard that before.
They don't like it, but we're trying to change that.
I know. And you know what? Parents do this thing. They do it unknowingly. When you take your child for their first haircut, you just take them. When you take your child for their first dental appointment, what is the most common thing that the parents will say to the child before the visit?
Well, I think they scare them about all our different tools and the needle and shots. And
they say, don't worry, it's not going to hurt.
That's right.
You don't do that when you're taking them for a haircut.
No, yeah, that's true. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
So power of suggestion.
Right. So the little boy's going, wait a minute, why? I didn't think it was going to hurt.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kavitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kavitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
Come on and smile. It's a fact. When you do, you always get one back. It's the little things that make this life worthwhile. Come on and smile.
All right, so as I mentioned earlier in the show, at some point today, we were going to have TJ Ward on the show. And I'm getting the message that he's actually on the line. Is that right? Yeah? Okay. So I'll tell you what. Let me tell you a little bit about TJ Ward before we bring him on the line. At 5'10", 211 pounds, TJ's hard-hitting and aggressive playing style has earned him the nickname Boss Ward. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, TJ was the 38th overall NFL draft pick in 2010. During his first pro season, TJ led the Browns with 123 tackles while earning first-team All-NFL rookie honors and being named a finalist for the Defensive Rookie of the Year. After his tremendous rookie season, TJ has continued to play at a very high level while earning numerous accolades over the past three seasons, including being named as a first-team All-Pro by Sports Illustrated in 2012. TJ has distinguished himself as one of the premier safeties in the NFL with his stellar playmaking abilities in coverage and against the run. His hard work, dedication, and on-the-field leadership has the Browns primed for a 2013 playoff run. TJ's football career began at the renowned prep powerhouse De La Salle High School, where he played an essential role in their national record-setting 151-game winning streak from 1992 until 2004. Despite suffering an injury his senior year that deterred many college scouts, TJ walked on at the University of Oregon and earned a scholarship. During his time with the Ducks, TJ was the leader of their defense, and his collegiate career was culminated by him being named the Rose Bowl's Defensive Player of the Game. So, TJ, hey, thanks for being on my show today. It's really cool of you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you've already had 112 more tackles this year than in your rookie year, and that year you were, like, named a finalist for the Rookie of the Year. So, first of all, congratulations on having a great year.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean, what are you looking at? Like, I don't know, you're up to... What, are you up to 235 tackles or something like that? 230.
I think that's career.
And oh, no. Oh, is it career?
Yeah, that's career. But I'm on pace to definitely beat my rookie total, which was 112, and I believe I have 68 right now with 6 games to go.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time. Plenty of time. So, now... the Browns are doing a lot better this year than last year. Well, in past years, I guess. You know, I mean, you guys are really showing signs of coming around. What do you think your chances of making the playoffs, maybe even as a wild card?
Yeah, I believe we have a good chance of making the playoffs if we just win the next two games and get back to 6-6, get back to 500. We can really get in that competitive race of being in a wild card or depending on what happens with Cincinnati.
Right.
Maybe. Still being able to win a division, but you know it starts this week with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because you play the Steelers this week, and you guys split with Cincy. So, who wins the tiebreaker on that?
Well, it really will go to who has the best overall record and who finishes with a better record against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Right now, we're 1-1 against Baltimore, or 1-1 in Cincinnati, and hopefully we can beat Pittsburgh twice.
I see.
And Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati once, and if that happens, then we'll have the tiebreaker. But if, say, we both split, it goes to who has the best record within the, or who has the best record in the division.
Okay. So you have to do some math. That's why you guys all have college degrees.
Definitely.
Right? Now, you predicting you're going to win the game against the Steelers?
You know, I really think we have a great shot of winning this game this week. You know, they're a good team, but I think that overall, we're a better team, but it really only matters who's better that day.
That's true. That's true. Now, were you when the Ducks lost to Stanford? Were you bummed?
Oh, absolutely.
It was.
I was heartbroken, you know, especially because I don't believe, you know, the Ducks played their best football by a long shot, and I think they made, you know, some critical errors and it cost them the game. And especially being that 2 years in a row, Stanford has knocked us out of the national championship race.
That's like the Buckeyes, Michigan, huh?
It's pretty hurting, but you know they bounce back. Stanford lost, so they can still win division if they win out.
That's right. They can win the Pac-12. Yeah, they can win the Pac-12.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll be rooting for them. Now, you're 5'10.5", 211 pounds, and when you're on the field with these guys that are 6'8", 330. It can kind of make you look small. Now, I'm not saying you're small by any means, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's the ratio. There's some huge guys in the league.
So, as a high schooler and later as a college athlete, what made you think you'd be able to withstand, like, all this competition in the NFL?
I've been pretty competitive my whole life, regardless of, you know, my size and, you know, strength, all that. You know, I've always been very competitive, and, you know, I've been blessed to have the natural ability to play this game and to play my position well. And, you know, I work really hard at it, you know, watch a lot of film, you know, treat my body right, do the things I need to do to take care of my body. And, you know, it's held up for me.
Cool. Now you have a brother. Is he a senior at Oregon State this year or junior?
He's a junior at Oregon State. He plays running back.
Oh, cool. Cool. What's his name?
His name is Teron. Teron Ward.
Teron Ward. Okay. So is he having a good year?
Yeah, he's having a good year. You know, he's splitting carries right now. They don't run the ball as much as they should or need to.
Right.
You know, they're one of those pass-happy offenses, but, you know, he's having a good year.
That's good. That's good. It's funny that you would mention that because, you know, Urban Meyer, we've got down here in Columbus, we have Carlos Hyde, and he's set to top 1,000 yards. He only has, I think, another 40-some to go, and it'll be the first Urban Meyer coach team that has a running back that gained 1,000 yards. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because, you know, he's wide-open offense and spreads the ball around, and they're not really relying on their running game, but you give the ball to Carlos, and he's really, he missed three games, and he's still going to break the 1,000-yard mark here probably against
Indiana. Yeah, he's a good running back. I've seen him play. You know, he's definitely a talented, hard-nosed, downhill running back.
Now, because of your size, I would imagine that there were times when, I don't know, the big kids picked on you or wanted to, and you had to, like, stand up for yourself?
Not so much. You know, I was, even when I was undersized, I was real cool. You know, I got along with everybody. Never got picked on anything.
Oh, that's cool.
I usually hung out with older guys, you know.
Oh, to protect
growing
you?
Growing up. you know, but never got picked on.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, because I know that you really have a soft spot in your heart for kids, and I was wondering where that comes from. I imagine some of it comes from your mom. Your mom taught you some great great values.
Oh, definitely. You know, both my parents actually instilled, you know, great values in me and my brother and my sister, and, you know, just giving back, you know, being very family-oriented, being educated, you know, all those values, trustworthy, you know, honorable, things like that, and I hope and work at, you know, continuing, you know, on those values and some of that in my future children.
Right, and that's and so that's one of the things that has kind of motivated you. You want to help some of the children in the cities that you, well, for instance, in the Bay Area where you're from and in the Cleveland area, you love giving back. You like holding camps, right? You hold these summer camps for kids.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of children that are out here that, you know, aren't fortunate to have both parents or even one parent and live, you know, a lifestyle where, you know, they're constantly loved or nurtured, encouraged.
They don't get that, do they?
Yeah, they don't get those opportunities. So whatever I can do or help in those aspects, or just, you know, try to help, just give it a little mold.
Yeah. No, I think that's great because a lot of us, you know, we're fortunate. We have both parents, like you said. We were fortunate to get a college education, and it's easy to not even realize there are kids out there that both parents work. They're never home. One works nights, one works days. They're just left to fend for themselves. They get in trouble, and, you know, before you know it, they're going down the wrong path, and they need somebody to kind of pull them aside and say, look, you know, you control your destiny. You,
absolutely.
Right? You get to decide what's going to happen in your future, and you kind of teach them that and give them the confidence to know that they can pull themselves up and out of that situation, right?
Absolutely. You hit it on the head.
And I noticed that what you like to do is you like to give back in areas that include, obviously, physical fitness, health.
Physical fitness, health.
Fitness and health, because obviously you can't be fit if you have an abscessed tooth, for example, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. Just part of loving yourself is taking care of yourself, being active, knowing how to do that, you know, getting involved. You learn a lot of values. Well, I've learned a lot of values, and I think, you know, it helps children learn a lot of values through team activities and you know, fitness, like you said.
Right, because team activities, you have to learn trust, right?
Exactly.
You learn trust.
Dependability.
Responsibility.
Work ethic, responsibility.
That's right.
And even if you don't end up doing these sports or whatever your whole lives, or get to the level, you know, where I am, it helps you in all the other aspects of your life.
Well, right, because when you get out of school and you get a job, you're on a team. It might be an insurance sales team. It might be on the Verizon team selling people, you know, phone packages. But you're still a team, and they need to know they can count on you, and you can count on them. So it really is a life lesson, isn't it? Hey, TJ, I just realized that I'm up against a break. Got to go to a commercial. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Stay with me. When we come back, we'll be hearing more from number 43 of the Browns, TJ Ward.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Badoobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
Brush your teeth.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. We've been speaking with number 43 of the Browns, TJ Ward, and he was nice enough to call in today. They've got a big game against the Steelers. So, TJ, you go beyond just holding camps for kids. You're also, in fact, you have a thing you call Ward's Rewards. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, Ward's Rewards is a holiday holiday event that I have where I get a group of children, around 30 or 40 children, and some of my teammates out, and we take them on a little shopping spree at Target, and it's just a little Christmas thing where they can pick out some gifts that, you know, they wouldn't normally get.
Cool.
And, you know, everyone deserves to have some gifts on Christmas, and that's what we try to do, or what I try to do with this Ward's Rewards event.
That's really neat. Now, these are kids that they reside, it's called Applewood Center. Tell me about Applewood.
Yeah, Applewood Center. This is a center in the Cleveland area.
Okay.
And basically, they have children there that, you know, that they try to, you know, underprivileged children who, you know, they try to do the same thing that I do for them, try to give them some support and some ground, and they do a great job there.
Good. So you wanted to take it one step further. They're already helping the kids, but you thought, you know what, let me give them a wonderful Christmas. And that is so cool. That is really, really neat of you to do. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it was something that, you know, I really got the idea from another athlete on our team, and he did it in another aspect.
Who's that?
I was like, okay, well, Josh Cribbs, he does it.
Josh Cribbs, okay.
He did it, and I was like, well, let me get my own group and do something like that, because I thought it was just a great idea.
Yeah, no, it really is. It makes them feel special, makes them feel wanted, and, you know, you change a life when you do that. You really do.
Yeah.
Now, these are kids that have emotional, disturbed, some serious issues, and so they're the ones that are teetering on going in the wrong direction, right? Kind of going off the deep end, or the wrong direction, I guess is better to say.
Yeah.
And so, man, if you can save these kids and have them start, you know, thinking differently, thinking positively, and turn that around, that's going to be really rewarding. And I know your mom would be proud.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one event, but hopefully, you know, it won't change their, you know, direction completely at all by itself, but, you know, maybe it can help a little bit, maybe get some inspirational words from pro athletes and some Browns players, and just a little hopeful, that's it.
Well, I think it's more than you realize, because they look up to you guys as heroes, and if their hero cares about them or thinks, you know, thinks they're important, kind of like the Team Smile thing that I was telling you about off the air that we did in Cincinnati and Denver and all these other cities, you know, what makes that special is if their hero, you know, TJ Ward comes in and says to me, or I'm, you know, they're getting the filling or getting their teeth clean, and TJ Ward shows up to show them how important that is, it's going to really settle, it's going to really sink in, and they're going to, from that day forward, they're going to want to take care of their teeth in this instance. So, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we did one with Cincinnati, and I know that's a bad word right now, because you guys started off so well, though. What happened? It looks like you were going to clobber them at the beginning.
I don't know, it just seemed like it
just
kind of snowballed, and from the block punt to the interception, from the fumble recovery to another block punt for a touchdown, and it just kind of went downhill fast.
It just went downhill fast.
We didn't do anything to stop the bleeding, but, you know,
yeah.
The thing about, you know, this sport, we have next week to try to make it up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You guys have to have a short memory, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because if you keep thinking about last week, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get clobbered this week. And that's probably a good lesson for kids, isn't it? Like,
It definitely is. You know, you got to bounce back. You know, you get defeated, you get beat, and you know, you got to bounce back, get up, stay on your feet. You know, you only get defeated, stay down.
Right, exactly. You only get defeated if you stay down. I've never heard that before, but that's a good phrase. That's exactly right. So you pull yourself up, and in fact, you know what? I'm one of those kind of those people. I was taking karate several years ago, and I had done something to my sensei that I think I upset him. You know, so he was trying to show me something, and each time I'd go, and he'd just do a leg sweep and just knock me down, and he just did it over and over, and I just kept getting up. And I think for him to do it again. And I think after a while, he, if nothing else, even though he was mad at me for whatever, he respected me for getting back up.
Yeah.
He really did. He wanted to clobber me, but he still respected me at that point. So you're trying to raise money. If somebody wants to help donate to Ward's Rewards, how would they do that? Do you have a website for the TJ Ward's Foundation?
TJ Ward Foundation.
Okay, so is it TJWardFoundation.com?
It's actually linked to the TJWard43.com.
It's all on the same website. Okay, so TJWard43Foundation.com?
Yeah.
No. No, I think it's just TJWard43.com, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, they'll get to the foundation.
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, I got to tell you, I love your logo.
Thank you.
Did you design that?
No, I didn't design it, but
it's pretty cool. They got the it's radio, so I'll explain it. You know, he took the T and kind of made it into a 4, right? And then the J into a 3,
yeah,
right? And it fits really well. So yeah, good for you. And let's make sure now we need to get the, you're doing a fundraiser at Dave and Buster's, and that is on December 2nd at 7. Which Dave and Buster's?
It's the Dave and Buster's in, I believe.
Did I put you on the spot? Westlake?
Yeah. I'm not too sure. Out here kind of running together a little bit. I believe it's in Westlake, but I'm not.
You know what? I can check on. I'll check
it's
with your.
Here and around that area.
Okay. And also then, so then the 9th is when you actually take them shopping, and you're going to let each child pick out a few gifts for themselves, or is it, you know, I guess it depends on how much money's raised. Is that the deal?
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to get around $100 or more for each child to spend.
Oh, cool. $100 a child? Wow.
Yeah.
That's more money than they've seen in a year.
I mean, it's just not toys and everything. You know, we get them winter stuff, you know, because it gets really cold out here. Boots, shoes, clothes, you know.
Very neat.
Undergarments, whatever they need, you know, that's what we try to provide.
Okay. That's even better. That's really neat. And it makes it so special because you're involved. So, hey, thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy, and you've already spent more time with me than I thought you would have. And so keep up the good work both on the field and off the field. And, you know, let's exchange information and see if we can't bring a Team Smile event to the Cleveland Browns. We'd love to come up and do some free dentistry for the kids of Cleveland, and especially the kids that you feel close to here at Applewood Center, you know, because
yeah,
we could
definitely
make sure.
I'd love to do something like that, Jeff.
Yeah. We can make sure that the children that we treat, we don't really have a predetermined notion of who that ought to be. Sometimes it's whoever's sponsoring the event. So, for example, the one in Columbus was sponsored by Delta Dental, and they had a school they'd adopted. So they said, well, if we fund this, can we use our adopted school? And, of course, the answer was yes, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if you know, put me together with the right folks and help me make some contacts, and we'll make sure that the Ward's kids, I don't know if you're calling them that yet, but the Applewood kids, right?
yeah.
We'll try to make sure they're included. Okay. Well, you take care. You know, hope you guys pound the Steelers into the ground. I hope some of my fans that like the Steelers don't mind me saying that, but I am a Browns fan. Even though we went to the Bengals and I met Carlos Dunlap and Wallace Gilbert and Nicky Woods and all that, I'm still a Browns fan, so I'm pulling for you guys, all right?
Thank you.
And hey, TJ, how do we vote for you for the Pro Bowl? How would I do that? Because I think you ought to be in the Pro Bowl. What would I do?
You would go to NFL, well, I think it's just ProBowl.com.
Okay, ProBowl.com.
Vote for me, TJ Ward, strong safety.
Okay, so we type in your name, or are all the names there listed?
No, all the names, all the candidates will be up there.
Okay.
Just vote for, click my name, press submit, and, you know, the vote will be logged.
I will do that. I'll make sure. And all you guys listening, you have to do that. Help us get TJ Ward in the Pro Bowl. He deserves it. All right. Cool. Have a great week, and we'll reach out, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
All right, TJ. Thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye. All right, that was awful nice of TJ to call in, but I do realize that it has put me behind on Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, so we're going to do that in just a second, but before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question of the day is, during my interview with Cleveland Browns strong safety number 43 TJ Ward, we mentioned that A, TJ's website is tjward43.com. B, the TJ Ward Foundation raises money to help kids with their physical fitness and health. C, through his Ward's Rewards program, TJ will be taking 30 or 40 disadvantaged children on a Christmas shopping spree at Target this December 9th. Or D, you can vote for TJ for the Pro Bowl by going to www.probowl.com and clicking on SS, which stands for Strong Safety, and selecting TJ Ward. Or E, all of the above. All right? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hi, this is Dominique Reigert. Stay tuned for more Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Gotta brush my pearly whites so they don't lose their bite.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking, and we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Tim, Anita, Connie, and Karen, and I'm going to roll the dice. We'll see which caller we're going to go to. It looks like it is Anita. Hey, Anita, how are you?
Hi.
Do you have an answer to today's Dr. Kavitko question of the day?
Yes, I believe it's all four.
It is.
That last answer.
It is, all of the above. Pretty cool, huh? Hey, Anita, what do you do for a living?
I am a kindergarten instructional assistant.
Well, then you can probably appreciate the music we're using today.
Yes.
We're using it because it's about Team Smile and the kids that get the free care, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, stay on the line, and we're going to get the information where to send the flowers, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. All right, so let's go back to what our original topic of today was, which is the Team Smile event that I did November 8th down in Cincinnati, and we have some interviews with some more of the folks involved in that event. All right, so I am in Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati with Jessica Brown from Fox 19 Cincinnati, and Jessica is a morning reporter, correct?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, is that your tagline?
Yeah, I'm so used to saying that, you know, getting up at 4 in the morning.
Is that when you have to get up?
Yeah, get up at 2, start at 4.
Get up at 2, start at 4. When do you go to bed?
8, the latest.
8 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have much of a nightlife, do you?
No. No, not anymore, but it's okay. It's all good. I get to do stuff like this, so it's always well worth it.
Yeah, so tell me how you came to come to Team Smile.
Well, I learned about it through a press release they sent out, and I said, man, this is just a fantastic event. It's helping so many needy kids in the area. So I said, I need to set something up and spread the word about what they're doing. And it just happened.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. I can't believe how many dental chairs. I didn't know what to expect when I came in. And then when I saw the setup, I was so impressed.
Most people are overwhelmed.
Yeah, state-of-the-art equipment, x-rays. I just thought they were going to come in and get a cleaning. So see all this. It's just amazing.
That's the big difference about this and some of the other outreach. A lot of the outreach that you see out there, the mobile vans and whatnot, they'll do exams.
Exactly. And the way they're doing it here, they're making it fun for the kids. They have a DJ. They have movies. It's the way to do it. And the Bengals players, of course.
That's right. That's right. I wonder what time they're going to come. Do we know?
I think around in the afternoon. I want to say around 9:30, 10. I'm not exactly sure. Don't quote me on that.
By the way, that's a morning reporter saying afternoon is 9:30, 10.
That's how you know I've been up too long, right? It's time for dinner.
All right. A cocktail hour
is
coming up.
Yes, it is. It is.
All right, Jessica. Well, hey, thank you so much for talking with me, and enjoy the day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye now. Okay, so I am still in Cincinnati. I'm at Paul Brown Stadium, and I'm talking with Butch. Butch is the general manager of the local Henry Schein branch, correct?
Correct. Thanks, yes.
Okay. And Schein is one of the sponsors, co-sponsors of this. It's Henry Schein Cares. Tell me a little bit about Henry Schein Cares.
It's an outreach program that our company has been very involved in over the years. So we like to give back to the communities we serve. So doing this Teen Smiles event here today at Paul Brown Stadium is a great way to give back to the community.
Right. And if you're a dental company, the best way to give it back is to do dentistry.
That's correct. And we help to keep the kids, too. So that's what it's really all about, is helping the community.
So each branch, when a Team Smile event comes to town, each branch is responsible then for a lot. Can you tell me what all the branch had to do?
Yeah, we were responsible for getting the 60 volunteers. We have 21 dentists, 21 assistants, 20 hygienists here today, plus another 20 just general volunteers to help with the day. So we have to, our job is to get those people to volunteer. And what was really nice about the Cincinnati dental community, we filled all the spots within 7 days, and we had a waiting list of dentists wanting to be involved with this. Just, they really like to give back to the community that we serve, so it worked out really well.
That's phenomenal. That really is. I heard about that. I heard that how quickly you filled those slots, and that's really impressive, because I've been involved in a couple other events where they're still filling the spots the day before.
Correct, yeah. And Kelly, who runs Team Smiles out of Kansas City, she called me and said, I don't know how you did this, but I'm glad. Well, it's really our community. Everybody here in Cincinnati, being a Midwest town, we really are down-to-earth people, like to give back to the community. So it just shows how great our community really is.
That's wonderful. And the way you got the dentist is you have representatives that go to all the dental offices and sell them supplies, right?
Correct, yeah. So our representatives reached out to their clients, and they were all like, hey, yeah. And we emailed people. We put an email blast out. We put it on Facebook, and it just exploded from there. So social media really helped us on that one.
Cool. 7 days. That's great. That's great. All right. Well, I see you're busy. They're expecting you to get these volunteers signed in, so I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care now. All right. So I am with Krista Watchhorn. Wait a minute. Say that again.
Watchhorn.
Krista Watchhorn. Okay. And Krista is with U.S. Bank. And tell me, what's your guys' participation in Team Smile today?
We are the lunch sponsors.
Oh, my goodness. They're the most popular people here.
Yes, we are.
So did you get involved, like, how did somebody called you? How did that work?
Yes. Henry Schein, the dental supply company, had contacted us, and Cincinnati Dental Society had contacted us to see if we would be willing to sponsor lunch, because we already work with them on so many other projects.
Okay, well, that's awful nice. I'm a U.S. Bank customer, by the way.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your business.
I think I have an account there. I have a loan through you guys.
Very good. Very.
I pay it on time.
Thank you. That keeps my paycheck. So thank you.
So, so this is something that you guys really believe in, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. I've been in dental financing for the past 9 years, and at U.S. Bank we take it very seriously that we can help children as well. So I also am part of the Oral Health Foundation here in Cincinnati to help other children that are in need of.
I just learned about that today. The one where they put it right in the schools.
Yes, absolutely. Right in the schools, they're there, and so I'm on the board there to help them try and raise money and help Vicki Nixon, who's the executive director for the Cincinnati Dental Society, with anything she needs.
That's really neat. That's because, as it turns out, in some of the Eastern European countries, that's how they deliver their dental care to the youth, is they have their dental offices right in the school, and everybody during their time at the elementary school sees the dentist.
Yes. We're fortunate here that, we have pediatric dentists for people to be able to go to, but some of the other schools that don't have children that are able to get to a pediatric dentist or a general dentist actually have the opportunity to bus to these schools and get some additional assistance. And they share their space with the public forum as well, so if they're Medicare or Medicaid patients, they can also see the dentist there.
Oh, that's really neat. So what's for lunch?
Pizza.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds good. Do you have children?
Yes, 3.
And have you looked around at the x-rays? Have you looked around at the condition of some of the teeth that we're seeing today?
Yes, a lot different than my children's teeth.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
People don't really understand until they see these x-rays. They see that you can look in the mouth and see a hole in a tooth, an adult tooth.
Yes, absolutely. And, I've been fortunate enough to have my kids go to the dentist every 6 months, but when you see that it hasn't been taken care of, other health things have also been neglected then, and that's scary.
Exactly. I just interviewed a dad. He has 2 boys here. They're twins.
He has two more kids at home that are younger, and they don't have medical insurance, they don't have dental insurance, and he just says he just can't afford it.
Right, absolutely.
So they're getting taken care of, and they wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why they are here today, is to help everybody who can't usually get seen by a doctor.
With any luck, you know, the hope is that this is the first time with the Bengals. The hope is that they'll do it again next year.
I believe we've already gotten a commitment to the Bengals Stadium to do that again for next year, which is great news.
That is great news, yeah, very much. Well, thank you so much for helping, Krista, and thank you for feeding us and for what you guys do for the community, okay, and U.S. Bank.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko. Qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
stop
me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
You're
doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
The Doobie Doop gets spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Never smile at a crock. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within.
All right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we've been listening to interviews that took place at a Team Smile event down at Paul Brown Stadium with the Cincinnati Bengals, where about 200 to 300 children from Cincinnati received free dental care. We hope to bring one of these to the Cleveland Browns as well, and of course we did one here with the Columbus Blue Jackets back in March. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to one more interview with one of the people that were involved.
All right, so I'm actually really proud to say that I came upon a gentleman that has a lot to do with the success of Team Smile. His name is John Stefanik, and he is the Director of Industry and Professional Relations for 3M ESPE. And so thank you so much for talking to me first.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate being here.
And this is a wonderful event, and I just love coming, honestly. I don't know. Now, how many of these have you attended?
This is my first one actually in attendance. This is the second one that 3M ESPE has sponsored. We just finished up one in Minnesota with the Vikings about a month ago, but because of scheduling, I couldn't make it there.
Okay, and I understand the connection because 3M actually stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing.
That's correct.
And most people don't know that.
Yes, that is correct.
You know what Kvitko stands for?
No, I do not.
It doesn't really stand for anything. I was just seeing if you'd make something up. Anyway, okay, so now you guys got involved, and I understand that it's a combination of, it's a philanthropic arm of 3M ESPE, so tell me about that.
We believe that it's important for us to give back to the communities that we serve. Oral care is the number one program that, of course, 3M ESPE Dental has, because we're in the dental business. And we see it nationwide where the access to care is deplorable. And
right.
There's something that we can do about it, and this is one of the programs that we can.
Okay. Well, that's really, did you know that the dental disease is the largest unmet health need in the nation?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you know, like 100 million people don't have dental insurance?
I know that's a big number.
I mean medical insurance.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you know, do you know, maybe you don't, tell me how Obamacare, we're hearing a lot about it, it's now the law, and of course we have the problem with the rollout of the website and all that, but all the talk about Obamacare there's really nothing in there that's going to provide dental insurance or better dental coverage for anybody, is there?
No, they're not. In fact, if you look at the medical programs, yes, they give medical care to people that can't afford it, but dental has been excluded. However, the impact of the device tax does impact dentistry. So we actually are getting taxed without the benefit.
Yeah, it's not right. I don't understand that. I don't know why it is that our government, they don't seem to put the two together. We all know that dental health and medical health are related.
That's correct. Although I do believe that the Affordable Care Act is one step in that direction for improved medical care. I honestly believe that over time we will see dental probably umbrellaed underneath those programs.
You do? Okay.
I'm hoping. That's my wish. I mean, because there's a lot of initiatives out there to bring this to the public awareness. And, you know, we can see here all these unmet needs. And it's only time, I think, before the federal government probably will do something. That's my personal opinion, though.
I hope you're right. And if you walk down this rows, when these kids get in these chairs and they're just now going through triage and x-ray, if you walk down, maybe we can, you're going to see x-rays of kids with just bombed out teeth.
That's correct. It's unfortunate, yes.
And you have children, I assume?
Yes, I do. Mine are older. I have grandchildren.
Right. But you took them to the dentist. You understand how important it is, and your grandchildren go. And
yes. I mean, you have fluoride, which helps the kids. But I tell you what, if they don't have regular dental treatments and they don't brush their teeth, because I think these programs are great, but I'm really sold on the fact that we have to educate the kids how to take care of their teeth. And that's why that the whole program about 2 min, 2x, brush your teeth twice a day, okay, for two minutes is very, very important.
Right,
That's the one way that we can really make a difference.
Right, it's our version of Say No to Drugs.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an ad council program that this is the first year of that initiative, and we've made some great strides in that.
You know, I'm actually using those commercials on my radio show.
Awesome.
Yeah, the ones that, 2 minutes, it's kind of cute. It's playing like a little song is playing, and the woman comes on and she says, kids have time to listen to this, they have time to brush their teeth.
Yeah. They're funny, but they get our attention, and that's really what we need to do around not just the kids. It's important that we get to the caregivers, because that's really what's going to make the difference.
Exactly. And I tell people that, you know, I have all these people come in, and let's say an adult, okay, they come in and they have a rotten tooth, their teeth aren't great, and I can't save it. We take this tooth out, and it's all rotten. You know what they say to me? They say, Doc, give me that tooth. I want to take it home, and I want to show my kids what happens if you don't brush. But that never works, because the kids don't learn that way. Kids learn by watching dad brush, watching mom brush. You know, you have a beard. I bet you if you had a son, he would probably be standing next to you some morning when he was little and pretending to shave, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They all mimic us.
Right. So if you're brushing, he's going to mimic your brush.
Yes, that's correct.
Or really brush.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
Now, are you related to the Ad Council somehow, or did you guys work with that?
I participate in a lot of organizations out there, and all these associations that I interface with have a commitment financially as well as a commitment to support the Ad Council programming.
Okay.
It was an entire consortium of dental associations, dental manufacturers, dental distributors that got together financially to actually support the Ad Council initiative.
Oh, neat, because I remember the one. It's like, Mom, she's copying me. Stop copying me. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I play that.
Funny. I mean, they're great. You know, and I think, in fact, I talked to Team Smile here already today. We would like to see us maybe download some of those videos and stream the videos.
And play them while they're here.
Are actually moving through the triage centers here. I think it would be good entertainment for them.
Oh, definitely. No, I agree. Well, thank you so much for your participation, for 3MSP's participation in making this happen. And, of course, it's nice of you to come in person because I imagine you're a busy guy and probably need to be doing something else, but you're not.
No, this is really what I love. I have a passion for kids. I'm an ex-teacher myself.
Oh.
And so when I see the energy and the positive things that are coming out of this programming, along with Team Smiles, the Bengals for supporting this, it really, really moves the heart.
Yeah, it really does. That's why I'm here, because I just love this. Thank you so much.
No problem. No, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the end of our interviews for today. Now we have more, and next week we're going to have more interviews. Next week, though, we'll have interviews with some of the parents, some of the kids, the doctors that volunteered, some office managers, that sort of thing. And it is a really cool program. And a couple things, you know, you remember hearing me talk about my rolling studio and the dental equipment I would like to purchase or have donated. And so that's why the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund is so important. if you can go there and make a small donation, it'll build up, and eventually we'll have the dental chairs that we can take and do not just kids, but we can do adults. Also, don't forget to go to www.probowl.com and vote for TJ Ward. Now, what you have to do is once you go there, you click on SS, that stands for Strong Safety, and then you click TJ Ward and it'll submit, and you push submit and it'll be a vote for him, which I figure if we can help him out, maybe he'll help us bring a Team Smile event to the Cleveland Browns up in Cleveland, Ohio. So that would be cool. And so let's see now. The other thing that I wanted to remind folks of is, not remind anybody, is like, hey, go Bucks, right? We have a chance to maybe go to the national championship game now if we can just get Alabama to lose. And good luck, TJ, today with your game at the Browns against the Steelers, and go Browns. All right, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you next week every Sunday from 8 until 9. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko at dentallyspeaking.com.
Sunny 95 is WSNY and WSNY HD Columbus.